and then we'll do a theme song, and then an episode. Gotta have the volume on.
Oh.
Let me turn it on.
Well, duh, dummy.
It's back again. We thought it was dead, but it's back. It always comes back.
Everybody. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, you gave up on me.
I stopped.
You quit me.
I think I started way too high.
Well, the only answer to starting way too high is to continue going way too high.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's what they do on Broadway.
I can't give it up.
I'm told. If you go on stage and you're starting to sing like, 120 million, and you go like, 120, then you just go with it.
You just have to.
You have no choice, yeah. What are you going to do, start over?
I would.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm going
to
start
over. Need to reset.
I started way too high. I think you all knew that. This show's been on Broadway for like a million years. You've all heard the cast recording. This doesn't break the magic. It's fine. Today, we're talking about Save My Ink Forever. Now, this is something you directed me towards.
This is.
For Potoween.
Yes. I was driving to work and on the radio heard about this company. I think that it's like a mortician runs it or something. But if you have a large piece of ink and like tattoo that you want to save or commemorate of a dead family member or loved one, they will cut their skin off and then like frame it for you, which sounds horrifying. And I immediately thought of you and thought this would be a great topic for a podcast.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Aren't you glad the things that trigger me thinking of you?
I thought of you first when I thought of this thing. Yeah, you can see their portfolio.
So
and
gross.
It's like these framed, we're looking at a skull and crossbones that's basically on a pancake of white flesh. It's pretty gross.
Throw up.
This one's like, this tattoo is an eagle riding a motorcycle, doing a small wheelie. This one's like a Medusa head or something. This one's really gross. Also, it doesn't help. These are all like weirdly shaped. Like, okay, here's a back piece and it's cut out. The skin is cut pretty close to the edges of the tattoo. Poonmaster Flex is looking away.
I can't. I thought I was going to throw up.
A death before dishonor. Oh, here's a nice one of some pandies. But yeah, there's like extra on the skull and crossbones. There's a lot of extra skin around. Oh my God. That's a terrible tat. This is like a koi spider with a giant spider butt.
Are you going to put like the link to this website in the pocket? Because people need to see this. It's so gross.
This is a great one. This is like basically
someone
entire
cut
back.
Off their back and arms.
Yeah.
This is so gross. Like it looks like a winged. Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't even know why this is a thing. And like, that looks like it would be expensive.
It must be. It's a person. Let's see. They say that love is forever. Your forever is all that I need. That's nice. Except that person's dead. Here's a dead geisha. Here's another full back and arms. I think that might be the same one.
It's the same.
Here's like a pinup lady.
What if that was that lady, like, her boyfriend or partner got her face on them and then they died and she's like vain and was like, oh, I want that back. So gross.
Here's one that says American Graffiti in American Graffiti, like just like it is on the VHS or DVD or whatever. That's a bizarre one. I would think that's Ron Howard's tattoo, except he's not dead. So that's inexplicable. So there's a bunch of them. They're very gross. We like to talk on Podoween about weird ways to memorialize. We talked about some weird coffins and burial options before, but this one's very strange because on one hand, I'm sure that when someone passes, you would like to have a memorial of them. But on the other hand,
their skin.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like the sort of missing thing here is that one could easily have a picture of their tattoo, have an artist recreate it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then be like, okay, this is the tattoo my grandfather had. This is what it looked like. But it's not the actual piece of their skin.
Yeah, this is like the equivalent to me of I like the color of your eyes and looking into your eyes, so I'm going to keep your eyeball when you die.
Yeah. Or like, why not have a see-through urn? Because it's like, I don't know, I don't really need to look at the actual ashes. And it's not as gross, but at the same time, this is the equivalent of stuffing someone and putting them on the couch.
Yeah.
It's not quite that far.
But it's like, yeah, it's like taxidermied people.
Yeah, basically.
I don't like it.
Let's see what it
says
here.
Why didn't they make, you know, the, oh, idea time.
Okay.
You know how they have for like those lonely relationship people and they have the like body pillow that's the shape of a torso with the little arm?
Yes.
Why don't they just like make that torso one into a pillow for that person?
So like someone dies, just stuff them and turn them into a body pillow.
Sure. Why not? That's so really not cuddle with a big corpse. Step farther than what's happening here.
Yeah, it's pretty strange.
Yeah.
I wonder too, I think it's going to be a weird thing of like, okay, someone gets this done to their loved one. You know, grandma gets this done to grandpa because she's fucking crazy. She's a weird goth grandma. Then grandma dies. And then we're all looking
at
this.
You have to throw away grandpa.
Well, right, because everyone's going to be like, I don't really want to throw away grandpa, his flesh and whatever. But on the other hand, what do you do with that?
Is that even legal? Like to just dispose of?
Probably not. But it's probably also only illegal in the way of like, you know, you're supposed to take a TV to like Best Buy and pay them $50 to get rid of it. Or you can just go in the alley where we used to live and throw it in the dumpster.
That's true.
Because it's like, who's going to know? So if you had a little pancake of grandpa's arm, you could just throw it out, right? Probably bury it, burn it.
Gross.
Here's what I wonder, too. Is there going to be a secondhand market for these? So in other words, are you going to see this show up in a curiosity shop in like downtown Seattle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course you are. I want to know who's like the oldest person that they've done this to.
That's a good question.
Because that seems like something like 20 years ago, this would never have been a thing.
No.
And well, I can't see like my grandparents in their 80s like doing this.
No. Well, I think for our grandparents, for sure, even our parents, tattoos were a much more taboo thing.
That's true.
And it's like, if someone had a tattoo in our grandparents' generation, they were in the military.
They were a sailor.
Or they were a biker. Yeah. That's basically it. It was like, and the number of grandmas who had tattoos, I mean, now some grandmas get them because they're like, oh, me and my daughter and my granddaughter all got a matching tattoo.
Right.
And it's like, I'm a cool grandma. But for the most part, they aren't getting like a full back piece or whatever. But that seems to be changing quite a bit. As far as like, I think more people I know have tattoos than don't have tattoos at this juncture, especially who are of my similar generation.
Mm-hmm.
Like my parents' age, a lot of them don't have tattoos.
Same.
But then it totally flipped. And now it's like, it's super normal to have a tattoo. It's even like a...
to have one that's showing is even less. In like professional jobs.
Yes.
That's less of a stigma.
Right. Like definitely our parents, it was... If you had a tattoo, it's like, well, I guess you never want to have a job.
Right.
Ever.
Like covered up by a shirt.
Yes. But our generation, that wouldn't be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you had like a like the guy I sat next to on the plane with like naked woman with her legs spread and whatever, I'd be like, that's pretty questionable.
Right.
But for the most part, if it's like, you got a four-leaf clover tattoo or something, no one's going to think anything of that.
Yeah. Will you look at the membership section of this? Because I remember seeing that, and that was ultra bizarre as well.
Let's do this. When a loved one passes away, the family can visit our website to find a preferred provider in their area. If a funeral home slash crematory is not listed, the family can request the funeral home slash crematory to provide our services, at which point the funeral slash crematory can contact us. We will work with any funeral home slash crematory to provide your family with an everlasting memorial. The funeral home has 48 to 72 hours to contact us. Note, this does not mean the tattoo has to be removed within this time frame. We just need to be notified. We will then send a recovery kit that contains all of the essential paperwork and materials for the recovery process for your loved one's tattoo.
There's a video.
Oh, yeah. Which I would love to see.
Yeah, there's like an instructional how-to video.
Yeah.
Because someone was commenting, they're like, the video makes it like really clear and easy. And it was like, you just like pop this into like, I'm imagining grade school whenever they roll in the TV cart. And mm-hmm. that's like, they're in like a room with all the dead bodies. And they're just like looking up and...
And they're like, tun, 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 tun. Hi, I'm Steve from Save My Ink.
Yeah.
Here's how you cut off someone's flesh and then put it in this vat of chemical and whatever. After the recovery is completed, the family can expect to receive their loved one's framed tattoo art within 3 months. Our framing artist will pair a frame to best suit the style of the tattoo. That's a typo.
Mm-hmm.
Accompanied with museum quality UV glass. Pricing is based on the size of the tattoo. So there you go. Let's look at membership.
Yeah, there's membership in case you plan on doing this multiple times in your life, I guess.
So you become a preferred member of Save My Ink Forever Association with a one-time $99.99 sign-up fee. You get these benefits. You give an exclusive 10% discount up to $2,000 on the total cost of tattoo preservation, which then got me thinking because I was like, okay, wait a minute. If they specify you get a 10% discount up to $2,000, that means they are like, this might cost more than $20,000.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Right.
I mean, I guess for that full back and arms or whatever, but I'm curious, like, what a, you know, typical size tattoo. Yeah. What is that going to cost? What's that going to run me? Being a preferred member gives you access to the Save My Ink for Member Association team. This means a representative will be available 365 days a year to answer any questions a member may have, including but not limited to quotes and pricing for any number of tattoos, concerns of and steps of ensuring your skin art is preserved. This website needs a little copy editing.
Also, with that, I really want someone to get this membership benefit and then call them every day because it says 365 days a year. And then they have to go in and adjust that promise.
Yeah. They're like five times.
Yes.
You get a punch card because thanks to Poon Master Flex, you get a Save My Ink Forever Association member certificate and member card. And Save My Ink Forever Association will create a personal file for each member, which can include the following. Collection of a member's current and future tattoos for possible preservation, personal information, secondary point of contact, i.e. next of kin. So you have a file. So here's the thing. I guess it's $100, which is a 10% discount. So if you were going to do this and you thought it was going to cost more than $1,000, then you would come out on top.
Yeah.
But this is, I guess, also assuming that this still exists by the time you die, which seems possible.
Yeah.
I mean, seems possible, but it seems like not. If we're talking investments, you'd probably be better off investing that $100 elsewhere and then, you know, getting that 10% discount, not worrying about the 10%.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it like this. If you invested that money, if you invested enough money so that you got basically a 7% return every year, then you wouldn't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. You'd be better off doing that than this is not Pete's Investment Corner says Save My Ink Forever is probably not good in terms of an investment.
Yeah. Do you want to see if they have like stock options you can invest in to make sure they're around by the time that you and I kick it?
They have a shop. Do you want to hear like a testimonial?
I remember
from a funeral home.
And they were, I think that first one was a good one.
I love the items we received. The brochure, and this is from a funeral home, and foam board advertisements are very clear and concise. I was hesitant to put any information out for families without having all the information. Smiley face. I'm very much looking forward to participating with your company in the near future. Creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I, as a tattooed individual, as well as a licensed embalmer, am very grateful for the program you have put together. The instructional video was very educational, and with the knowledge I already have, I feel comfortable for when my first tattoo recovery happens. This is Neil in California.
That's what I'm saying, like, this instructional video. Okay, everybody, I want you all to imagine whenever you were in elementary school and they wheeled in the little TV cart, and then there's somebody in, like, an embalmer uniform and a person on, like, the table, and he just, like, pops in the little video.
Yeah, that's pretty messed
up. It's so disturbing.
This tattoo she got when she had a year of sobriety under her belt. I'm going to just read this verbatim. This tattoo she got when she had a year of sobriety under her belt. I got a frog too because frogs don't drink. What?
I remember reading this and being confused.
Like, don't drink water?
I don't know.
Or booze. Most animals don't drink alcohol.
Raccoons, though. Raccoons drink alcohol.
A raccoon will break into a warehouse, get shit-faced, and then be on a video for all of us to watch staggering around. Which, by the way, how drunk do you have to be if you're on all fours and you still tip over? I mean, a person's on two legs, but if someone was crawling and could not crawl.
Like 4 inches from the ground?
Yeah. Pretty low center of gravity. And it's just like, oh, the world is tilting for that motherfucker.
Spinning. Frogs don't drink.
Because frogs don't drink. The symbolism with this tattoo is meaningful to my entire childhood and adult life. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. I don't know what that means. This is the coolest idea I've ever heard of in my life. I have hours and hours of tattoos, and I plan on putting this in my will. I have pre-planned my funeral. I have always had my own ideas on how I want things done, and I am the type of person to make sure that it happens. I stumbled upon SaveMyInk.Tattoos website and became intrigued with the idea of preserving my body art. How unique is that? Oh, God.
I'm imagining somebody, like a lawyer, who's there to execute a will.
Yeah.
And it's like, y'all have to fork up several thousand dollars to carve off this person's tattoo. It's in the will.
It's kind of fucked up, right?
Yeah.
I've got my inheritance, but there's a catch.
Yeah.
You must display my tattoo above your fireplace for the next 10 years. For every year you do this successfully, you will receive 10% of the whatever. No, you'll receive 5%, and then you'll receive the other 50% on completion of 10 years.
Mm.
I've also prepaid someone to do spot checks.
Oh,
so it's got to be displayed in a place that can be seen from outside your home through the window, and they're going to just look in every so often.
Yuck.
Yeah. They'll ring the doorbell, and if you answer, they'll come and whatever, and if they don't, then they need to see it. Or you could do like a webcam that's also just focused on that.
That's creepy.
Yeah. But then that is susceptible to the old hang a still image in front of the thing trick.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, it seems kind of weird. Seems like a weird way to remember somebody.
Yeah, we were just talking last night about how you're very non-judgmental and, like, people do whatever they want. And mm-hmm. that, like, you just, that's cool by you.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this, I'm more judgmental than you, first of all.
Sure.
Super judging this.
Yeah, I guess it's hard for me to imagine. I guess I feel like this is something for, like, if you're that couple who's, like, kind of the weird gothy couple and your tattoos are super significant and meaningful to you or something, maybe. I don't know. I know two dads who got tattoos of, like, one got a tattoo of their baby's ultrasound and one got a tattoo. I think it was his wife's handprint or something. Although the wife's handprint doesn't really make sense because it's like, well, who's saving that? The wife? She fucking has access to her own hand. Yeah. That doesn't really do anything.
I'm with you. Like, there's some tattoos that I want, but I don't know where to put them on my body. But, like, the art of that, like, I think would be really cool.
Yeah.
And, like, I want it on me, but I also would, like, appreciate it as just art that's
yes.
drawn on whatever.
Yeah.
So why, like, just do that? If you're getting yeah. something that's that meaningful and that significant, also, it's probably going to look different as you age. Like, if it's that
sure.
significant and meaningful and you want to, like, keep it and preserve it, like, probably the best way is not to preserve it on your body and on your skin because it's not going to look the same.
You know what? I'm going to make a suggestion. Rather than do this, both for the expense, the creepiness factor, uh-huh. everything about it, why not just take a picture of the tattoo and then get it on yourself? get the same tattoo on yourself.
Oh,
then
yeah.
you'll see it all the time.
Yeah.
It's not creepy that way.
Right.
In the same way.
It's not.
Like, and then,
I don't think it's creepy. I think that that's not like.
Yeah. That would be like a nice thing to do.
Right. Like it's a commemoration.
Yeah. So I think that's the way to go.
I agree.
I think this is like.
This is just
a little
weird.
Macabre.
A little.
A lot macabre. Well, you know, I think it's weird to me, like, as far as judgmental wise, I don't know that I'm like, whoa, anyone who does this is a monster or something. I'm
no,
just kind of like
they're a monster. I just think they're weird.
Yeah. And I guess people make weird choices in the face of death. But at the same time, I feel like there's sort of a scale. Okay. Like putting someone in a grave, that's normal. Putting someone in an urn and having that on display is normal, a little weirder.
Because
again, it's like, what am I going to do with this? Mm-hmm. You know, when grandma's gone and now I've got grandma and grandpa in urns, it's like, I don't want to just put them in the closet, but I feel weird about just having them out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like my lifestyle, I'd be like, yeah, that's grandma and grandpa's urn. That's an Otho action figure from Beetlejuice. That's a Mad Ball that I got. You know, that's a Howard the Duck bobblehead. And that, yeah, like, I'm looking up at the shelf and I'm like, and oh, yeah, that's my grandpa's ashes. He was a hero in World War II. Like, that would be a little weird, I think. It doesn't provide the feng shui I'm looking for.
Well, that's the only reason why.
No, I mean, it seems a little disrespectful, maybe.
And right. That, like, what goes next to grandma
yeah,
and grandpa?
What do you put next to that? And so. And then this is even more because you've, like, cut a piece off of their body. I guess I'm not sure that the preserving a piece of their... Okay, let's talk about it like this. Preserving a piece of someone's flesh would be fucking crazy if there wasn't a tattoo on it. Like, if it
there
was
like,
I'm like going to just keep
lamps.
My wife's... Yeah, exactly. And that's from, like, the Holocaust. And that's
that
insane.
Is.
Yeah.
Oh, I think there's like serial killers who have like made shit out of people's.
Also
like,
crazy.
But that's
right?
what I'm saying. Like, our references for things that are close to this are serial killers and like true monsters.
Yeah. Or like, you know, if you were married and you're like, I'm going to keep my wife's ring finger with the ring on it in a little jar.
No.
Like, you know, wouldn't you be like, that is fucked up? I mean, okay, if my friend, let's say Alec did this. And I went to his house and discovered he was doing this. I'd be like, okay, are you okay? Like, I don't know if you've found a healthy way to deal with your emotions here.
Well, like, like you caught enough grief whenever you wanted to keep your wisdom teeth. Right?
I know. Yes.
And that's, compared to this, so much more tame.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's sort of a precedent here in that, like, when a kid's tooth falls out, they put it under the pillow, you take it, you keep, and some parents keep those teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to this lady one time whose mom kept all of her baby teeth. And I was like, and it was in a very weird context to hear this. And I was like, that's weird, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a weird thing to do. But at least there's some precedent for it. And
right.
also, you don't have to like do anything. I don't have to keep them in a jar of formaldehyde
right.
or something.
Right. Or like keep it away from sunlight. And...
Yes. Also, I never really displayed them.
No.
Which maybe I would have if I could have thought of a good way to do it, but I never did. So I guess it seems, well, here's another thing though. It's the difference between, okay, here's my wisdom teeth. I kind of just kept them for no real reason versus, you know, your grandma dies, you're cleaning out her house, you find her wisdom teeth and you're like, I'm going to keep these. I'm going to make these into a necklace. It's like,
Also, you didn't have to, like, pay. I mean, no. You did pay for your wisdom teeth.
Sure.
But not, like...
I didn't pay for the teeth. I
right,
paid for having them extracted from my face.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing. They lived in my mouth all the time.
Yeah.
So how much weirder is it to hold them in my hand? It's like, they're inside my body orifice, so I don't know.
But yeah, someone's, like, paying for this, like, optional cut my loved one's flesh off and frame it.
Yeah, and, like, I wouldn't suggest to, okay, let's say I had something removed surgically and I kept it. I don't think I would suggest that someone keep it to remember me by.
Right.
You know, like.
Also, if anybody is, like, I was just thinking how people will have bear skin or, like, cowhide and mm-hmm. stuff. I think that's gross. So, sure. Like, I'm not being a hypocrite right now. I think any, like, dead skin that's been treated and then displayed in a home is disgusting.
Right. Well, you wouldn't want, like, a moose head or something
in the home. No, I don't like taxidermy things. Yeah. I think it's weird.
That wouldn't be something that you're... Well, you didn't even like the fake, like, fur that we had. The blanket.
No.
That we had for Dibwee that got disgusting.
I don't... No.
Like, you just didn't... Just from a sort of design standpoint, you're like, I'm not into that thing. Well, yeah, that's another thing, because it's like, this is framed and whatever. Like, what if it was just a rug that you threw on the floor?
No.
Somebody's skin.
Whoever's like, do you think that this is like a setup for an FBI watch list for like serial killers?
You're like, let's set up this fucking weird, fucked up business. And then, I don't know. I think this is probably, well, here's what I think. I think somebody was fairly clever and was like, okay, a lot of people have tattoos now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of normal. We can make some money. How do we wet our beak into this? Yeah. And basically you wet your beak on this by having a system by which, you know, a funeral director or whatever can send you skin. You probably treat it, which isn't, I would imagine, isn't that difficult.
Probably no more different than how they preserve bodies.
Exactly. Which they do all the time. And then frame it. And then, you know, you're like, yeah, this takes afternoon. Send it back. It takes, you know, I don't know, a total of 10 hours of work per thing and on average. And we make a couple $1,000. That seems like a pretty good exchange rate.
I just, like, we've already talked about when I die, I want to, like, be planted in a tree bulb. But yeah. If someone I love dies and is like looking for funeral homes, I'm gonna cross reference with wherever this and be like, if you pick one of them, no, we're going somewhere else.
Yeah. They don't have any products. I looked at their shop just to see what they had. They don't have anything.
I don't even know what they would sell.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just strange to me. I don't have like a visceral I hate it reaction to it, but at the same time I just find it kind of strange.
I'm imagining if one of those gang member tattoos that we saw, if like the horns on their forehead.
Oh yeah.
They decide to like keep it.
What and if then it's if on you bury face?
Right, if you bury them, like what do? If you're missing parts of your skin and you're gonna have like an open casket.
You just have no face.
I don't know.
You look like face off.
I don't know.
I'm going to have a face-off themed funeral where someone wears my face around and then pretends to be me.
Mm.
Doesn't that sound fun?
That sounds really cool.
What if I did? I got some supplies to make a Halloween mask. What if I did make a mold of my own face?
And then kept it?
Yeah. Mm. And made several masks of me and then was like, I want everyone to wear these at my fune.
That'd be creepy. I think I would burn them.
I should make one, though. To, like, send with people on vacation and stuff and be like, can you real quick just, like, throw this on and take a picture in front of the Eiffel Tower?
Right, like how people, like, print out pictures of themselves.
Yes.
Except yours is just a little more extreme and weird.
Yeah, it's just much insaner and much less real looking.
Sounds like a good plan.
I think so. It's like, Pete could be with you anywhere. In the worst possible way. The worst possible aspect of him, his face, could be around you all the time. I think we did it. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we covered the bases here.
People can check it out.
Yeah, savemyink.tattoo. So they got the .tattoo domain.
Yeah, and if you're interested, I'm sorry if we offended you by being creeped out by your life choices.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, cool.
You know, if you're real into this, I feel like you're the kind of person who at least part of you enjoys creeping people out with your life choices.
Probably.
So if we were like, oh, it seems fine, seems normal.
Then it'd be turned off.
Yeah, then what's the point?
Well, okay, you're welcome.
Yeah, so you're welcome for us mocking what your final wishes.